Welcome to the Profit Priority Podcast, where we empower creatives to grow their business, expand their profits, and maximize their personal time. I'm your host, Lorianne Kuntz, wife, mama, and lover of all things business. Here on Profit Priority, we talk about it all, from unveiling money management tips that will help you maximize your profits to talking about time management ideas that will help you stay inspired to continue to create and to help you protect and preserve your energy so you can be present in all areas of your life, whether it's business or it's personal. Profit isn't just about money. It's about way more than that. Welcome back to another episode of the Profit Priority Podcast. I'm super excited about our conversation today. But before we get started, I wanted to say thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. I just am so thankful for all of the encouragement and the messages from our launch last Thursday. It went so well, and I got so many messages from you guys. Like, I just was blown away. But today we're going to be talking about how to measure the health of your business and what the heartbeat is saying. Is it strong? Is it weak? What is the pulse, and how to like take that measurement? And that all comes from cash flow. So yeah, we have our profit and loss reports, and that can really tell us, okay, this is our sales and this is our expenses and this is what we're profiting at the end of the month. But also the cash flow plays in part of that too, which a lot of times I don't hear a lot of bookkeepers and accountants talk about cash flow, especially in this online creative space. So I kind of want to touch on that. So we obviously know what our sales are. We obviously know what our expenses are and the profit at the end of the day, but there can be a negative cash flow with even profit. And so we can look at things and be like, okay, we're looking at our reports. Everything looks good, but where's all of our money at? You might be thinking, yeah, okay, great. We had a five-figure month and we get to the end of the month and we're like, man, where did our bank account balance is low again. What happened? So yeah, if you get to the end of the month kind of wondering where you're at, you're making good sales, your bank isn't reflecting it, maybe your profit and loss looks good and you are profiting really well, but your bank again doesn't show that, then this episode's for you. You need to stick around, listen to it. It's going to be a good one. But first off, I kind of want to talk about what is cash flow. So cash flow is the total amount of money that is being transferred in and out of your business account. So if you pull your bank statement, it's all of the money coming in and all of the money coming out. So there's so many things that play and affect with positive and negative cash flow. And so what a positive cash flow means is meaning that month over month, you are adding money to your bank account and your bank account's going to be increasing month over month. A negative cash flow, it means that month over month, you're losing money. Your bank account balance is getting lower and lower and lower every single month. So essentially, we want a positive cash flow. And I will say, like, as creative entrepreneurs, business owners, there are inconsistent income months to play in effect of things, and it's up and down. So there are times where we might have positive cash flow months, and then there might be a negative cash flow month in there. So I totally understand all of that. But today I want to talk about how we can make sure that we have positive cash flow months and what we need to look at. A business might be profitable, and it still might have a negative cash flow and lose money month over month. And so you might see on your profit and loss that you are profiting, but you're continuing to lose money. And I'll go into some key things of why this might be the case, of why your like profit and loss and your cash flow look a little bit different. And then I'm also going to talk about different ways that we can help positive cash flows to happen. But like I was saying, with how we can be profitable on like our P&L, which is our profit and loss, but we can also be losing money in our bank account month over month. And some of this might mean that if we get super nitty gritty into like the accounting terms, it affects like what comes in on the profit and loss statement and what comes in on the balance sheet. But I'm not going to get into that because the whole goal for this podcast is to break things down in simple terms so you understand them. But think about things as if you are bringing in all of your sales, and then you have your expenses, your business expenses out of your bank account. And then maybe you went to Target and you saw this really cute pumpkin because it's fall time and you wanted a pillow and a blanket too. And, oh, I forgot my business or my personal card at home. I'm going to use my business card. So I swipe my business card. Okay. All right. Great. Now we go home and we can decorate with all of that. It makes us feel good and happy, you know? And then we might be like, okay, well, it's time to pay our credit card. Yeah, I'm gonna pay it off for that expense I did back in like a few months ago. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and pay that expense off. Now, both of those transactions are going to affect the balance sheet. It's not gonna affect your P&L. And the reason why is because one, for the personal expense that was put on your business card, that is an owner's draw. That is not a business expense. We still have to keep track of that, but it's not going to affect what your business is profiting. And number two, on the credit card that was getting paid off, say we are paying off like $3,000 on, I don't know, we bought a computer 3 months ago and we're going to pay it off. Now, that expense was taken 3 months ago and would have shown on the July or the, I don't even know what month it is. Let's say it would show on the July profit and loss as an expense. Well, technically, if it was a computer, it could be depreciated. Okay, bad example. We're paying off an expense that showed on the profit and loss 3 months ago. So we recorded that 3 months ago. And now we're going to be paying that off. But that is because it is a liability. It's a credit card. We owe someone money. But that's not enough. We can't record that expense twice. We've already recorded it. So we can't record it again, but it's still going to be money taken out of our bank account. So that means our bank account balance is going to get lower. So those are two examples of how we can spend money and money will go out of our bank account, but it will affect it, or it will not affect our profit and loss. So you have to keep in mind when you do things like this. And again, too, another example would be if you are an LLC, you're paying yourself through owner's draw or owner's distributions, then you are taking money out of your bank account, but it is not affecting your profit and loss. It's just taking owner's draw out of the bank account. So it does not show at the end of the month. It does not affect the profit and loss for like tax reasons and stuff like that, that I can get in a whole other podcast episode about how to pay yourself. But there's just so many ways that you can spend money out of your bank account when it does not affect the P&L. And so therefore your bank account will get lower, but your profit and loss will still stay the same. Or it might even show that you're profiting for the month, but your bank account will continue to get lower. Another thing that I've seen is people paying for personal credit cards or personal, obviously we did personal expenses, but personal credit card bills out of their business account. Again, that is not a business expense. And so it's not going to show on the P&L. And so for us to be able to plan for the future and be able to grow and know where we're going to be doing and what we're going to be doing over the next few months and going into like Q4 of this year and Q1 of next year, we need to really understand the cash flow. We need to look at our budget and our projections and stuff, but the cash flow is the heartbeat of our business. I was reading a book a while back and I forget the name of the book. I should have grabbed it before I started recording, but the book was saying, and it was taking me through, oh, it was called Built to Sell. I forget who wrote it. It's a really good book though. It was taking us through the story of a marketing agency. And this marketing agency was wanting to sell. He thought he was just ready to get out. He wanted to sell. And so he took on a mentor. This mentor was looking at his financials and he was telling him, the owner of the agency was like, your cash flow is not good. Your cash flow is in the negative. And like people that are going to be wanting to buy your business is not going to like that. It's not a good look because a positive cash flow is what you want. And so you might not be wanting to sell your business, but you still need to have a positive cash flow because that's how you're going to make decisions for the future. That's how you're going to be able to plan and grow your business. And so it's kind of like being like, okay, well, if I'm going to plan for this cash flow, I'm going to stop using my business card for all of my Target runs. Okay. And I'm going to stop using my business card for any other personal expenses you might have, because it's very, very difficult if you commingle personal and business finances. It makes it hard for bookkeeping and it makes it hard for cash flow. But yes, we need to be able to understand it. And then also looking at, okay, how does billing affect our cash flow? So now we can talk about inconsistent income months, because that is it's a real thing that we all experience in the creative industry. And especially if you don't have retainer services and you work on project based, this is seriously like how your business runs. So I kind of want to talk on that. And so depending on how your clients pay you, whether it's pay in full, they choose payment plans. And then even if we're getting down the nitty gritty and we're looking at the different times of the month, like if they're paying you at the beginning of the month or the end of the month, we kind of need to know what's going on, but you can't plan so much. Like you can't be like, okay, well, I'm going to launch this service next month and I expect everybody to do payment plans. Well, that might be what you expect, but that might not be the case. Like you don't know your clients and your buyers' minds. You don't know what they're going to do. You can plan for something, but you, at the end of the day, you don't know. And so they might, you might be saying, okay, I want to do payment plans. I want them to choose payment plans because I want my us to get paid month over month for the next 6 months. But they might all decide, you know what? I'm going to do pay in full. So now you've got a huge influx of cash. And what are you going to do with that? So obviously that month, you're probably going to have a positive cash flow. But the months after that, you might have a negative cash flow. And if you do, it might be okay because you got paid in full the month before. You just have to have an explanation why you have a negative cash flow. And you want to make sure that next explanation is valid and reasonable and okay. If your negative cash flow is because, oh, well, I took out too much money to my personal account, then maybe we need to back that down. If you did too many personal transactions on the business card, then we need to take that down. I'm looking at all that kind of stuff. But as far as how you are billing, it will affect it. And I know that because I see that in all my clients' businesses. And then it's also, if we look at all of the different times in the month of when we need to bill, will affect it too. So I want you guys to start thinking too, if we're looking at the month over month, when are your clients paying you? So if you have a retainer service, I'm kind of shifting from projects and masterminds and web design projects and stuff and branding shoots and weddings and whatnot, to more of retainer services. So say we're talking to copywriters, those retainer services month over month is going to hit your account. So when are you billing? One way to help your cash flow is, this is a side thing, but one way to help your cash flow is make sure they're on a subscription. Don't invoice out, because then you don't know when they're going to pay. Just set up a subscription through Kajabi, through Stripe, through Dubsado. Well, Dubsado and Honeybook, they have to elect to do the subscription. So it kind of depends, but to where it's automatic billing is what I'm trying to say. Automatic billing subscriptions kind of depends on what software you are using to determine how it's worded. But I use Stripe and it's on subscription basis. So all of my clients get billed subscription. And so it automatically pulls from their account every month. So that will help you as well. You don't want to be waiting and 2 weeks have passed, they haven't paid their invoice. You kind of want to make sure that you're getting promptly paid whenever you're doing retainers. But then also looking at, okay, when is my income going to be coming in? And then when are my bills due? When's my credit card due? When are my contractors, when do I have to pay them? So for me, I have set it up because I want to make sure my cash flow works within the month. I have set up a lot of my income to hit within the first week of the month. So I have invoice and start a subscription to where a lot of my income hits the first week of the month. And then a lot of my expenses and payroll and everything like that will hit around the middle of the month so that I have gotten my money to use and then I use it. So I don't spend the money for the month before I get it. Does that make sense? So it's thinking of when are you receiving the money and when are you paying out the money? And then kind of looking at and making sure it aligns and works together. Another thing that I do for my personal business is I have a minimum balance in my bank account that I have at all times, because I know that that's what I need to make sure things go good. So make sure that things don't bounce or anything. And I can go into a whole, I will go into a whole episode about how to manage bank accounts and why we need to have a savings account and an operating expense account and a tax account and all kinds of things like that. But I don't keep a ton of money in my checking account. And that's why I have just a minimum account minimum balance that I keep in my account at all times. And that kind of helps with my like looking at cash flow type of thing. And it also like just makes me happy because then I know like I don't have to always be worrying about my bank account balance. And through monitoring your cash flow, you're able to make not only profitable decisions, but you're also able to make decisions that's going to yield you a good cash flow so that month over month over month, your bank account is continuing to increase, like you continuing to grow. Because that book that I was telling you about earlier in the episode, you want your business and your bank account to continue to grow because that is what a good business is built on. Now, if you're just starting your business and maybe you're even a year or two in, you might have negative cash flow, and that is okay. There's a lot of startup costs in businesses when they are first starting out. So don't get this as I'm like, oh, well, if you don't have a positive cash flow, you're doing something wrong. No, we just have to have an explanation of why our cash flow is negative if it is negative. And I mean, I'll be honest, like I've had negative cash flow months and my profit and loss has been positive. So there's a very well, like good example. And it kind of just depends on how things are hitting and when you're taking your owner's distributions and when you're paying your credit cards off and whatnot. But I wanted to talk a little bit about kind of some tips for cash flow management and what you actually need to do to help you have the good positive cash flow. The number one thing that I want you to do is, especially if you are in the creative space and doing services, if you're doing products, don't do this because it wouldn't make sense, but bill before the services are rendered. So if you're a brand designer or a web designer or even a photographer, bill before you do those services. Do not do those services and then bill out your invoice. Bill before. And so that way you're operating on a positive, like you've already got paid for it and then you'll do the work. And this also comes into play. Like obviously we put down deposits for you. If you're a photographer, you might put down a deposit for your client might put down a deposit for your wedding services. And then like, that might be a year before the wedding actually takes place. And then they will pay the rest of it. But I bet that you have it in your HoneyBook or your Dubsado that the rest of the money is due before the wedding. And I feel like a lot of, especially wedding photographers, do really well at this. But whenever I take a step back to like other services and other creatives in this space, so like brand designers, web designers, copywriters, agencies, marketing agencies, sometimes those bills get sent out after the services are done. So think about it, like how can you change to where you are billing before the service? And the next one is anticipate any future company investments. So for you, like, are you wanting to have an investment in the next couple of months? Do you want to go into this mastermind or buy this course or get this new camera? Whatever it is, plan for it. So you're like, okay, well, if I am going to be spending this amount of money, what do I need to make sure that I have that in my bank account to where it doesn't hit and like really hijack my bank account balance that month? I mean, to be honest, I have my investments planned out like for the next 6 months. Obviously, they're probably going to change. Like our companies change time over time, like month over month, and our needs change. But just plan and have an idea of what you're going to need to invest in your business. Another one that we can do is increase our prices. I cannot tell you how many times I have people come to me and I'm like, you need to increase your prices. And especially now, like I feel like we are coming to the end of the year. It's a good time to increase prices with the economy. Like all of my expenses for my business have all went up. And I'm sure all of you guys have too. So just reconsider and think if you need to increase your prices. If you feel really good about them, don't do it. You want to be feeling in alignment and feeling that your prices are good, but also keep in mind that things are changing and look at your competitors too. Make sure you're in line with everything. Obviously, you might not know exactly what they bill because you don't see their books, but just keep in mind with everything. The fourth thing that I want you to look at is reevaluate all of your expenses. So I mean, this is something you need to do month over month, but really take a deep dive. And actually, I'm going to be doing this for my own business whenever I get the chance to over the weekend to kind of like look and be like, hey, do I need all of these expenses? Are all of these expenses either saving me time or is it increasing my sales? And if, or saving me time, increasing my sales, What was the other thing that I wanted to ask? There was one other thing that I was going to like look at my expenses with that in my mind. But look at your expenses. Do you need that? Is your contractor either saving you time or increasing your sales? Are these software subscriptions either saving you time or increasing your sales? If they're not, then really think about, do you need them or can we get rid of them? So really look at each line item, look at everything that you're spending out of your business. And then the fifth and final tip I have for you for cash flow and having a positive cash flow is have a rainy day fund. And this is what I call is like a business savings, business rainy day fund, business emergency fund. There's a ton of different names that you can call it, but essentially this is a savings account to where you have money set aside there to where if your business and if your income months might be a little bit lower, you still have cash available and you can still operate your business without having as high of an income month. So say if we go back to that pay in full like example I was talking about, say you had all of those people pay in full. And then we get to the very end of that 6 month program that we were doing. And that last month, man, money's running tight. But you know what? I've set aside a lot of that money in this emergency fund, rainy day fund, where whenever I knew that end of that program was going to come, I can pull from there and I'm going to be okay. Like I plan for this, right? You want to be that person. You want to be the person that plans for the lower income months just to where you don't. Where you are not stressed out and worried where your money is going to come from. So, talking more about that pay in full idea, if you do pay in full like options for your clients, make sure that you're setting some money aside because that pay in full is to cover however long that program is, or however long that mentorship is, or however long that package is. So, make sure that you're planning for that. Again, I keep coming back to planning. So it all comes down to planning. And of course, all of this is not possible if your books are not up to date. So if you're the person that just like opens up their QuickBooks, looks at it, and closes the computer and runs out the door because they're scared of what they saw, this is not going to help you at all because you don't know what to look at and where to change. And what to do to help increase that cash flow. If you are continually running on negative cash flow and your bank account keeps getting lower and lower, you have to make sure that your books are up to date so that you can go in and see what's going on. And of course, if you are not up to date, you can always reach out to me and we would love to help you. Shameless plug there. But it's really just making sure that those bookkeeping and your reports and your finances are up to date because, man, I just cannot stress that enough. Everything that I talked about today could not be possible without that. And the last thing I want to leave you with is that understanding your cash flow is going to really reduce your anxiety about business because it's like, oh, okay, now I finally understand what the cash is actually saying. Not necessarily just the profit and loss, but the cash, you know? And then it also offers you more room to grow in your business. It allows you to see how I can change my billing, how I can change my expenses, where I need to add things and not add things in order for you to continue to build upon your bank account every month and continuing to add money month over month over month. And that right there is how you can tell and change your work. Heartbeat of your business and the pulse of your business from being like this weak little pulse that might be good sometimes, but it might be weak other months. But we want to have a strong heartbeat. We want to have a strong cash flow that is continuing to be good month over month. So if you guys have any questions, let me know. I would love to answer them. You can DM me. My DMs are always open. Man, I wish there was a different way. You guys can email me. There we go. I don't like that my DMs are always open. There we go. You guys can email me, Lorianne@loriannekunz.com, and I will try to answer all of your questions for about cash flow. So yeah, that's all I have for today. I hope this was very beneficial and we will see you next week. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Profit Priority Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, please take a few seconds to leave a rating and review. This helps our podcast continue to grow and reach others just like you. As always, you can head over to loriannekunz.com to join our email list, as well as check out all the links and resources in the show notes. You can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok at loriannekunz.co. That's all for now. See you next week.